I need those slip space coords, Cal, I say. There's nothing more to it. We stand on opposite sides of the living room in the apartment Lambton gave me. Cal Pikeman, the Shiva knight who turned out to be my father, grimaces. This isn't open to debate. The slipspace coords for accessing the Shivan Cathedral are intended only for use by knights and their protégés. There are things you don't understand, and this is clearly one of them. If it wasn't open to debate, I wouldn't know about it. The game is changing, and it's changed even more since Fairfax killed you in the core. Resetting the galactic subverse isn't as easy as it used to be, and I know it was never easy. If you have a slipspace route that'll put us farther into the core in two hops than Fairfax can get in 11, we all need that information. Not just me, but the 8 troubleshooters coming with me, too. But Cal shakes his head vigorously. The Shivan Cathedral can only be accessed by the Shiva and their protege. If I allow even a single uninitiated to go there, it risks discovery by the outside world, and that's unacceptable. The cathedral is the brain behind all we do. It's too valuable. Then the entire quest is out of the question. There's no way I can take on the forces Fairfax has assembled without backup, and if our 9 broadswords have to take the slow way, he'll beat us to the core by a long shot. Hell, Fairfax already has a big lead. We need this just to make up ground. Cal raises a hand and jabs a finger toward the ground as he speaks. You committed to embracing humility. You promised you'd defer to me. Not when it endangers the quest, I say, softening my tone. Look, Cal, I've bought everything else you've sold me. The training, the need to reset the galaxy, even the idea that there are worse things than letting the subverse keep existing. We're on the same side. But I think you need to consider whether there might be times you need a little humility, enough to realize that maybe you're wrong about this. Cal stands frozen, hand raised, finger pointing at the floor. I guess I'm getting a taste of what it would have been like to actually be raised by him. Think on it. I turn toward the exit. I have things I need to do. Walking out takes some effort. I'm still not used to how heavy I feel down here. And when I open the door, stars gleam up through the floor of the corridor beyond, a little patch of nothing to remind me where I am. I step over the reinforced glass toward the elevator, waiting at the end of the hall. Lambton gave me an underground apartment situated at the edge of the rotating tube that is Cylinder 1. In other words, the very bottom of the gravity well. Maybe it's his way of reminding me that he's only helping with the mission in order to get back at Fairfax for wrecking his precious habitat. At least the increased gravity helps me keep up my cardio, makes bone density less of an issue, helps with muscle preservation. Always look on the bright side, right? Of course, I keep up my daily calisthenics no matter the gravity level, but hey, a little extra gravity can't hurt. When the elevator doors open onto the surface, it's brighter than I remember. Ah, looks like the construction bots have finally made some headway on fixing the section of sun tube the giant Catane busted up before I put her down. They've mostly been working at night, with Lambton giving orders to slow and then stop Cylinder 1's rotation, killing the gravity for a few hours after midnight so the bots can just float up there and get to work. The alternative would have been a gigantic scaffolding reaching halfway across the cylinder's diameter. Not quite as practical. The upshot of killing the gravity has been everyone tethering themselves to their bunks before they go to sleep, just in case. No one wants to wake up floating above their dresser when the gravity comes back on. That's a good way to get a concussion. There's been plenty to do since Fairfax retreated and headed for the core. Repairs to the Ares, drilling the guardsmen who'll accompany me on the next leg of the journey, filling them in on what to expect, continuing my training with an increasingly irritated Cal Pikeman, and trying to figure out what to do with Dice. As I amble along the path leading from the elevator, the bot steps out of the shadows of a comfort station's awning, striding purposefully toward me.